Cress, brother and sister, D.H. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 18, 1905. Dear brother and sister Cress, I have just read again your letter of April 25, 1905, and will try to write something in reply. I shall not be able to write a long letter, for the mail goes at noon today. I wish to say that I do not see any objections to securing the buildings mentioned. The light given me is that buildings suitable for our work will be offered to us at a price far below their cost, making it possible for us to secure them. This has been the case in our experience in establishing sanitarium work in Southern California, and it will be the case in other countries. Advantage should be taken of these opportunities to establish and extend gospel medical missionary work, for time is short, and we must sow the seeds of health reform principles. When an opportunity presents itself to purchase at a low price buildings in which our work may be carried on, let us take advantage of these opportunities. Had this been done by the leaders of the medical work in Battle Creek, there would now be many, many plants in our cities in America, cities that have not yet been enlightened by the truth upon health reform. Therefore, forbid not those who desire to extend medical missionary work in some other part of Australia. Adelaide is a long way from Sydney. A sanitarium there would not interfere with the work of Warunga Sanitarium. There should be sanitariums near all our large cities. Advantage should be taken of the opportunities to purchase buildings in favorable locations, that the standard of truth may be planted in many places. I have been instructed that we are not to delay to do the work that needs to be done in health reform lines. Through this work, we are to reach souls in the highways and the byways. I have been given special light that in our sanitariums, many souls will receive and obey present truth. In these institutions, men and women are to be taught how to care for their own bodies, and at the same time, how to become sound in the faith. They are to be taught what is meant by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. Said Christ, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." John 6, verse 63. Our sanitariums are to be schools in which instruction shall be given in medical missionary lines. They are to bring to sin-sick souls the leaves of the tree of life, which will restore to them peace and hope and faith in Christ Jesus. Forbid not those who have a desire to extend this work. Let the light shine forth. All worthy health productions will create an interest in health reform. Forbid them not. The Lord would have all opportunities to extend the work taken advantage of. There should be a sanitarium near Melbourne if there were those to manage such an institution who could carry it forward solidly. Brother Semmons has had an experience in medical missionary work, and he can carry the work forward in Adelaide, if he seeks counsel of God. There certainly should be a sanitarium near Adelaide. I shall encourage this, for it is God's plan. By means of such an institution, hundreds would become enlightened in regard to present truth. We need to give all the publicity we possibly can to the work God desires to have done. The seeds of truth are to be sown beside all waters. Let the Lord's work go forward. Let the medical missionary and the education work go forward. I am sure that this is our great lack: earnest, devoted, intelligent, capable workers. In every large city, there should be a representation of true medical missionary work. The principles of genuine health reform are to be brought out in clear lines in our health publications and in lectures delivered to the patients in our sanitariums. In every city, there are men and women who would go to a sanitarium were it near at hand, who would not be able to go to one a long way off. There are many who will be convicted and converted who now appear indifferent. I look at this matter in a very decided light. Let many now ask, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts 9, verse 6. It is the Lord's purpose that His method of healing without drugs shall be brought into prominence in every large city through our medical institutions. God invests with holy dignity those who go forth in His power to heal the sick. Let the light shine forth farther and still farther in every place to which it is possible to obtain entrance. Satan will make the work as difficult as possible, but divine power will attend all true-hearted workers. Guided by our Heavenly Father's hand, let us go forward, improving every opportunity to extend the work of God.
We shall have to labor under difficulties, but because of this, let not our zeal flag. The Bible does not acknowledge a believer who is idle, however high his profession may be. There will be employment in heaven. The redeemed state is not one of idle repose. There remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God, but it is a rest found in loving service. Some among the redeemed will have laid hold of Christ in the last hours of life. And in heaven, instruction will be given to these who, when they died, did not understand perfectly the plan of salvation. Christ will lead the redeemed one beside the river of life, and will open to them that which, while on this earth, they could not understand. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Revelation 22, verse 1-4. Thank God! Thank God! Let us improve every opportunity to reach poor, suffering, sin-sick souls with the message of salvation. Let the precious light of truth be shed abroad.